people. But many times, almost everything would be done at the generational Eucharist, so that by the time we Saturday, it was just easy. Because so many things that we deal with are passed down generationally. And again, the reason that, if you remember the movie The Robe, everybody watched The Robe? And if you remember at the end of the movie, when the Charlton Heston figure, Ben-Hur, say, same thing. Ben-Hur was the sequel to The Robe. And when Ben-Hur, his sister and his mother both had leprosy and they were hiding out in the caves among the lepers. And at the crucifixion, you know, things got dark, and it's a pretty amazing movie. And it had the image of the blood of Jesus dropping from his feet and hitting little pools of water because it was storming and raining. And then those pools of water got into little streams, and those little streams really flowed. And because that stream had passed by, that had the blood of Jesus in it, passed by those tombs or those caves where the lepers were, they were all healed. Anybody that came in close proximity of the blood got healed. And so we believe, as I've mentioned, especially during the noon services, we don't believe that the crucifixion of Christ is repeated at an Eucharist. What we do believe is this time is God, that it was an eternal event. He was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It's an eternal event and it has eternal quality and power. And that every time we serve Eucharist, every time we celebrate Eucharist, we say again, this is my body, this is my blood, we make present the eternal redemptive sacrifice as if we were there in audience at the original event. Those of you who come from a liturgical background, I was talking to Flo, or I think it was earlier today, you know the word do this in remembrance of me is the word anamnesis. And anamnesis doesn't mean mental recall. Anamnesis means to bring a past event present. So you experience it as if you were there when it originally happened. Jews understood that about everything in their worship. That's why they would act things out. There was a drama to the Feast of Tabernacles. They believed that when they did those things in drama, at the Feast of Tabernacles, the wilderness wanderings, the crying out for the water, actually happened. They were entering into it as if they were the original participants. And so Eucharist is about making present this redemptive sacrifice. And so we're going to be standing at the foot of the cross. The cross. And it's that blood, that original blood, that's still present, can be made present to us. And just like in the movie Ben-Hur, wherever the blood's like that, just miracles and signs and wonders happen. And so it's the most dynamic place to do any kind of generational healing. That's why we do it in the context of that. And so tonight, many of you are going to be set free from issues that have been haunting you and maybe even affecting your children and other people in your family you know. And it's like this. It's time to stop here. Stop now. Amen? Amen. Jesus took all the curses on the cross. And we make that reality present here and we stand and we claim it. When you come to receive Eucharist, you're going to get a holy water bath. So that water's got salt in it. You might want to leave your glasses, you know, where you're sitting, unless you mind them getting wet. But it's one of those great tools and weapons God's given us, ancient things that we're able to bring to bear. And that we're just going to flow with what's going to happen tonight. But many of you who still aren't healed are going to be healed because your sickness is connected to some kind of generational curse. It's been broken off of you. Mental illness, depressions and anxieties, consuming fears are going to be broken off of you at the generational Eucharist. This is one of those great things. You're going to see some supernatural things going to happen. And a lot of it's going to happen without anybody touching you in any way, praying for you. So I've been asking the Lord all day, actually last 2 days, how He wanted me to, how we're going to do this impartation. Because I want it to be a part, not like some separate thing. So what we're going to do is this. Is when we come to the place where you come to receive Eucharist, we're going to be splashing you with holy water, and I'm going to be touching you and saying, more authority. It's no more complicated than that. You with me? The Holy Spirit's not deaf. When I say that, He knows this is exactly what I said, and He'll do it. Right? You come with expectation. We'll have catchers. I know we're going to have catchers who are so faithful and responsible. You don't have to fall out, right? We don't need any courtesy falls. It doesn't make me feel more successful or spiritual if you fall out when I practice. You hear me? But don't not fall out either. Don't dig in. You be open, right? You do know, this may be free some of you up, you do know that if you get caught ministering with people, that you're not measured in heaven's success based on how many fall out as opposed to the other. Right? You know God's not keeping score, right? If you ask the Holy Spirit, He said He will give more. I believe that, don't you? And I believe if you stand still, dig your heels in, spin around in circles, stand on your head, fall out on the floor. But we get caught up in this whole thing, and then it begins. And I'm all for that. I've never not fallen out. God would give it, I wish I weighed 140 pounds, but I'm always out. That's what happens, God. So be open. Don't dig in. Don't hold on. And some of you will be at the altar rail, so especially don't dig in. Let God do what He wants to do. But it can look like any way He wants it to look like. You with me? If it's falling out, falling out. If it's laughter, laughter. If it's cackling like a chicken, cackle like a chicken. Just let God do what He wants to do. But we're going to just come and do that. And then what we'll probably do is we're going to have to kind of do this in a way, as people are here, and you wait till you receive Eucharist, and we'll come by. So you stick around, you wait. We'll splash you with holy water, some great finishing touches that will happen in that. It's a powerful thing. Those of you who've never been anointed with holy water, when that stuff hits you, whew, you're going to explode. It's a powerful weapon in deliverance. It's amazing what God does. And then I'm just going to come by and just touch you and go, more authority. And God's going to release more authority in you. You got it. He's going to release more authority in you to go back to your realm and to exercise the jurisdiction along with the power that God's given you. Amen? God's done a lot this week. Dr. Hutchins was awesome. Amen? So grateful for him to come. I'm so grateful for Mark and Rosemary who helped make that happen. Mark, like I said earlier, he knocked it out of the park yesterday. Go Marcus. Had people running through walls out in the streets. George, remember George? There's a picture that Kara's got on her cell phone. And in the front of his house, he's got this big banner that says, free prayer. It's for Halloween, it's for trick or treaters. There's a real motivational anointing on Mark to like go, I think I know what he said, but whatever it is, I'm running through that wall and going after something. We make a great, I'm Elevator Music, he's Jimi Hendrix on steroids. Father Craig, I'm just so grateful for Father Craig. He brings such an anointing and such wisdom to him. And I'm the seal act that comes before all that kind of stuff. But I thank you for being here. God's about to rock your world. And you say, well, I don't understand all this. I don't understand how Jesus can live in my heart either. Do you? I mean, is it like my heart? Or is it behind my... Hebrews said it's like in your kidneys, in the Jews. Is he behind my kidneys? I remember my nephew, when I led him to Christ, he was little, he said, well, how's Jesus going to get up in my heart? He's going to have to get a ladder and crawl up inside and get out. I said, yes, that's exactly how it's going to happen. He's a physician now, and I think he still thinks that's how it happened. One of the things we want to do quickly is that we want to give you an opportunity to give in the As and Roars. We don't all know what God wants to do. We do believe that there's a unique thing that God wants to use As and Roars with. One is that there is a bridge anointing. We'd sort of bring a different world, an ancient thing, into what God's doing. I think that's important because we all need it all. I want it all, don't you? If the Lord said there's an anointing that comes with wearing aluminum foil all over your head, I'd wear aluminum foil on my head. But there's also some stuff that God's doing. And so if God's ministered to you and blessed you, then we just ask you to give to As It Roars because we want to bless Mike Hutchins. We also want to bless Karen, because she's the only full-time staff she has. It's her vision, really. I'm kind of like the husband that says, hey, you know, we're going to go to the beach. It's going to be so much fun. And that's it. It's the only thing I ever say. And we're leaving tomorrow. And then, like, Karen's like going, oh, my gosh. And then she's doing all the details and making it happen. And really, it's her heart and passion that makes these things happen. And then we're able to expand the website and the prophetic words that go forth. And I just encourage you again. It's not like it'll be the best thing you ever read, but I do believe it is a God thing. If you don't subscribe to As It Roars, I would just encourage you to go and subscribe so that you get the prophetic words and you also get the devotional. One of the things we're doing now with the devotionals, if you've not gotten As It Roars before, is that I'm basically writing a book, a devotional book, in the Song of Solomon. I've just been hanging out in the Song of Solomon for 35 years. And so pretty much every day when you get the devotional, which we're shooting for every day, is a devotional from the Song of Solomon. So we're kind of towards the end of chapter 2. And if you have a love for Song of Solomon, I would just encourage you to get on that thing and read it, because I believe it'll bless your heart. And the one thing about the devotional, you can go back and read the ones before. And what we figure is that we're going to end up with two books, because it's going to take me a while to do it. This is full short devotionals. It'll end up being either one book, just devotional commentary, or two, like, daily devotionals that can be in print. So if you love the Song of Solomon, I would just encourage you to jump in there. How many of you get that thing and you really enjoy it? It's blessed your heart. Amen. Well, just go for it. I think that you will. And one of the things my heart is that we'll, at some point, be released to go. We do conferences called Igniting Revival. I don't have to be there. Father Mark does an amazing job. Father Craig could go. We have others. They go Pacello, Father Pacello, the Irish priest over there. And doesn't he look Irish? Oh, Pacello. Bring reconciliation. You'll read more about that on the website. But I hope that we'll be able to go out into places beyond liturgical settings and just talk about the charismatic reality of Eucharist. Do conferences on Song of Solomon. If you want to know more, some of the stuff we've taught on Eucharist, we've added a lot more since then, but you can go on St. Peter's. Is it Fishers of Men? St. Peter's the Fisherman.org or com. It'll bring up in Wilmington. And you go back in their archives, they'll have a series that I did at a conference on Eucharist. And I think it'll bless you. It'll help some of you kind of go through that. But just make your checks out to As It Roars. I want to thank CTK. Our staff is awesome. Rosemary's awesome. Rosemary's primary job is to keep me out of jail. So, thank God for our worship team and all the work they put in. Particularly want to thank Karen. She just lays her life down to make this stuff happen. So come. We love your support. We love your prayers. But right now, we really would like to have your money. Okay? There's no, like, song to do. This is one you'll enjoy. When my boys were in school, my oldest son, he was supposed to do limerick. He was supposed to write a limerick, but he couldn't figure out how to do a limerick. And so his dad helped him out, and here was a limerick that he got. I had a little rabbit. We named the rabbit Jim. Until Dad ran over it, and we changed its name to Slim. That's our offertory song for tonight. That's a good limerick. Think about it. Get your genograms out, because at some point here soon, we're going to ask you to bring them forward, and then we're going to put them in the fire. We're going to burn all this stuff. And I just give you a prophetic word. I gave this to somebody the other day, but I'll give you a word. The things that you've put on here that are generational, before this night's over, the Egyptians that you've seen this day, you will see no more forever. Do we have more genograms? It would be too late to fill it out. We'll do invisible. Those of you who don't have genograms, some of you come and didn't have them, just put your, we'll count you in. All righty? So all my clergy, come, put your stoles on. Well, wouldn't do any good. It's too late to fill them out. Yeah, if you want a genogram, don't have one, we'll give you one, and you just lay your hands on it, and God will, all those things need to be covered, we'll ask him to cover. They can... Okay. And Father Craig Stahl does these things all the time, and Chucky hasn't done one in a while. You ask the question, well, how's everybody got green? And I've got this. There's green in there. Don't you see the green? Yeah, little green stripes. And that counts. Right, Bill? That's true. Thank you. You don't like this orange stole? Are you that colorblind? Okay, this one. Guys, we're going to need a lot more holy water that's in that bot, that thing. Let's do this to him. The bold printing is the part that you participate in. Let me just say this to you about liturgical prayers. Written prayers aren't dead prayers. It's not vain repetition. You can be just a full-blown charismatic who doesn't blow on anything and pray vain repetition if you say things over and over again without really paying attention to what you're saying and not really meaning it. That's vain repetition. Not repetition, but vain repetition. So let's just engage into this, and again, the parts that are in bold letters, and I'll kind of walk you through this. We're going to do a lot of prayer, a lot of ministry in the process. Father Craig, what time, when will they bring their genograms down? When you tell me to.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Well, let's stand together. Now I'm going to pray a little preliminary prayer, okay? In Jesus' name, I take authority. Break the power of any demonic seal over you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority and break the power of any demonic seal over you. In Jesus' name, I break the power of any demonic seal over you. Amen. I bind every spirit that operates in the air and the fire and the water, in the ground, under the ground, in nature, in the very heavens themselves. In Jesus' name, I break the power of any curse or spell or hex or incantation spoken against you. And I send you back to your source. In Jesus' name, I break the power of any curse or spell, hex or incantation spoken against you. And I send it back to its source. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority over any spell or hex, any word, curse, incantation. And I send you back to your source. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind off of you every spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, from your physical, spiritual, emotional person. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, off of your physical, spiritual, and emotional person. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, off of your physical, spiritual, and emotional person. Now, some of you feel lighter already because there's been some demonic stuff there and it's just been bound up. Some seals over you have been broken. The kingdom of God, come now. Come. Bring healing and release from the soles of their feet to the top of their head. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him
thanks and praise.
Almighty God and Father, we thank You for hope, and in hope we find joy. Thank You that with You nothing is final, nothing is irreversible. With You it's never too late. There's always hope with You, even in our darkest hours and deepest failures. Lord, You give life to the dead, and just when we think it's over, You're there daring us to believe. You give us hope. You ignite a flicker of unexplainable joy. Holy Father, in Your pursuit of fallen man, You have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and made us Your own. Fill us with Your life-giving Spirit even now, Lord. Reveal in us the power of Your resurrection so that we may reveal Your kingdom as we await Your Son's coming in glory. And therefore we praise You, joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of Your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We acclaim You, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal Your wisdom and love. You formed us in Your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to You, our Creator, we might rule and serve all Your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from You, You did not abandon us to the power of death. In Your mercy, You came to our help, so that in seeking You, we might find You. Again and again, You called us into covenant with You, and through the prophets, You taught us to hope for salvation. Father, You loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, You sent Your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, He lived as one of us yet without sin. To the poor He proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, to the sorrowful joy. To fulfill Your purpose, He gave Himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death, and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for Him who died and rose again for us, He sent the Holy Spirit, His own first gift, to those who believe, to complete His work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. Amen. Now we want you to bring your genograms. We're going to put them here. Just come on up. I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll put them on the altar. We're just going to stack them right here on the altar. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Amen. Incense ready, Father? We just have to make sure we got the incense ready.
Okay.
Amen. Thank You, Lord. when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. When he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for the whole world, for the forgiveness of sins, for the healing of fallen and broken humanity. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you.
We praise you. We bless you. We give thanks to you. And we pray to you, Lord our God.
Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit now may descend upon these gifts, sanctifying them, showing them to be the holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to praise of your holy name. Amen. Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent for and renounce any and all satanic, occult, pagan, or New Age practices in which I or any other family of my family line, past or present, may have been engaged. This includes, but not limited to, direct satanic involvement, seeking knowledge from sources other than the Holy Spirit, seeking contact with the dead, seeking power from sources other than the Holy Spirit, games connected with the occult organizations and all religions, and any other practices that may involve spirits of the occult. Wait on me. Everybody wait. I'll always clue you. Now, I ask Jesus Christ to forgive me, my family members, and all my ancestors for turning from him to these evil limitations of his knowledge and power. I offer my forgiveness to any person in my family line who has indulged in these practices
or other sinful practices.
I ask Jesus to heal my ancestors, myself, and my family members of any harm these practices may have caused. You know, you've heard people talking about redigging the wells, ancient wells that bring favor and blessing. There are also ancient wells that bring curses. There are heavenly portals, but there are also second heavenly portals. And what you just did, you just closed some portals. You just closed up some ancient wells of darkness that have flowed down generationally. Let's pray together. As I prepare to reaffirm my baptismal vows, I renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. I renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. I renounce all sinful desires that draw me from the love of God. And I turn to Jesus Christ, accepting him as my Savior. I put my whole trust in his grace and love. And I promise to follow and obey him as my Lord. Amen. For those of you who've never prayed a prayer like that, that's the baptismal prayer it's prayed when a little one is prophetically baptized. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbors yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people? Respect the dignity of every human being, both born and unborn.
I will, with God's help.
Let's now pray for these persons who have renewed their commitment to Christ. Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself, and by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to your service. Renew in these your servants the covenant you made with them in their baptism. Send them forth in the power of the Spirit to perform the service you set before them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit has begun a good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, let your fatherly hand ever be over these your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now in the bold letters, wait on me. And then when you hear me say, Lord, you pray with me. We're going to do some stuff. We have the microphone up here, the cordless mic.
Yes.
All right, my brothers, we're going to go out and do some stuff too. And if God puts something in you, you grab the microphone, you go for it. You with me? You ready?
We think so.
Now, if you get tired of standing, you need to sit. You can do that. But if you can stand, we encourage you to. Now, I'm going to pray, and I'll lead you in the bold letters, because we're going to do some business in between. Almighty and everlasting God, please heal all hurts and free from all bondage all generations of our family lines, past, present, and future. Now I'm going to go back. Nope. Remember, wait on me. We're going to pray that again together. Okay? And then we're going to pray some other stuff. I'll lead you in the Lord have mercy prayer. Let's pray the letters, the language, the wordings that's not in bold letters together. Almighty and everlasting God, please heal all hurts and free from all bondage, all generation of my family line, past, present, and future. Lord, I thank you that here in the presence of your shed blood, of your broken body, Lord, I thank you that the enemy, the gates of hell, are pushed back. I thank you that those things, Lord, that have held us in bondage, that flow down from our family line, are being broken off of us. I thank you, Lord, that those things that have brought pain and hurt, bondage and generations, are being cleansed now by your Holy Spirit. We praise you for that, God. We praise you that our family tree is the cross. And our identity flows from that family tree and that family tree alone, Lord. And we stand here at the foot of the cross, this Eucharist, thanking you, Lord. That's our bloodline. Lord, that's our bloodline. In Jesus' name. If you guys get stuff, you got to go for it, because I won't wait on you. Huh? Yes. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Together, let's pray. We thank you for all those in our family lines who through their love and care passed down to us peace and love and ability to know you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Flo, this is just what you were talking about earlier. God, I thank you for the good things that are in our family lines. We thank you for those people, Lord, who prayed for us generationally, Lord. Those people who loved you. We pray, God, that the grace of godly people in our ancestry would now flow stronger, even more than before, into our lives, Lord, into our ministries, into the things you've called us to do and be. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Together, let's pray. We ask for your forgiveness of those in past generations who may have sinned against you and hurt others by engaging in occult practices, pagan and satanic worship, and all the abominations associated with these practices. Please break the hold these sinful practices have on our family lines and free us from any associated ancestral spirits. We just, in Jesus' name, command all occultic spirits that have been passed down from generations that have clung to these people who are here. We command you to leave. We command you to the feet of Jesus. All familial spirits. Amen. All familial spirits. All those things that have flowed down. Those familiarities. Those familial spirits. We release you from them. We command you to go.
We pray release for all those who have experienced any level of the Masonic Order and other secret societies.
Amen.
And those here that have either dealt with psychics or family members that have dealt with psychics, we break that curse. Anyone who's plagued with any Ouija boards, just break that in the name of Jesus.
All those associated with witchcraft and the aspects of witchcraft, control and domination and intimidation, you're released from that. You will never flow in that again. You will not minister from that again. You will not be influenced and dominated by that again.
And we pray in the name of Jesus, all religious practices that are known as cultic practices in terms of non-Trinitarian belief systems.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let's pray together. We ask for your forgiveness of those in past generations who have sinned against you and hurt others by holding on to anger, unforgiveness, unrepentant bitterness. Please break the hold these sins have on our family lines and free us from all associated ancestral spirits. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they're free right now from all spirits of anger and bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. Lord, I thank you that you're cleansing not only them, you're cleansing their children, their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, their relatives, all who are affected by this, Lord. They will no longer be identified and dominated by anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment. Thank you, Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Together,
we ask for your forgiveness
of those in past generations who may have sinned against you and hurt others through sexual perversion, rebellion, pride, greed, deceit, addictions, bigotry, adultery, murder, disobedience, or unbelief. Please break the hold these sinful practices have on our family lines and free us from all associated ancestral spirits. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah! These strongholds you've been released from. Hear it again. Hallelujah. Sexual perversion. Free from all ancestral sexual perversion. Any generational. Rebellion. Free. Pride. Free. Greed. Free. Deceit. Free. All addictions. Every spirit of addiction that's been passed on from you, from ancestors, from family members, You're now free in Jesus' name. Alcoholism and drug addiction, any kind of addiction will no longer dominate your family and will not control your children, your offspring, and your offspring's offspring. All bigotry. Every form of racism. Demonic spirits, go. Adultery. Thank you, Lord, that spirits of adultery have been passed down from family members, the line, the succession of adultery. You're now free from. You're released.
Amen.
Those strong inclinations, you're free from now in Jesus' name. Murder. Jesus said if you hate someone in your heart, it's murder. All hatred. All intense hatred. Came from your mother and your father, your grandparents, generationally. You're free from it in Jesus' name. Your family lines are cleansed in Jesus' name. We claim it. Disobedience and unbelief. Wow. What about that one? Disobedience and unbelief. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the cross and the cleansing power of the blood. We command these spirits to fully release you. You renounce them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Together, we ask for your forgiveness of those in past generations who may have sinned against you and hurt others by committing suicide, murder, or abortion. Please break the hold these sins have on our family lines and free us from all ancestral spirits connected to these actions.
Yes, Jesus. Konya na basi ni na mama kiesha basi ni na dara. Kora na na riesi ni na makuso ni na mama.
Kora ra ba 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 sonzo siri.
Yeah, mani ni ra ba ba kiesha.
Thank you for freedom, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Thank you, Lord. No more suicides. Thank you, Lord. No more abortions. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Together, we ask you to break the hold of all mental illness or spiritual insanity may have on me and my family line and free us from all associated ancestral spirits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bipolar's fleeing. All manic depression is going. No more. It stops here. It stops now. No more depression. No more anxiety. No more schizophrenia.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power of the blood, Lord. Thank you that mental illness stops here. No more. No more. Thank you, Lord, that those who have been affected, mental illness and depression and all those things because of the family lines, that you're freeing them up now and healing them right now. Yes, Alzheimer's. Hallelujah. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend into your hands
anyone in our family lines who committed suicide, was stillborn, was aborted, or died an untimely death.
Release us in our family lines from any tormenting ancestral
spirit connected to these actions.
Lord, your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We now offer our love and forgiveness
to those who hurt members of our family lines.
We also offer our love and forgiveness to those members of our family lines who have sinned against others. We ask you to bring all these people into wholeness. Thank you for your healing grace, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you do things that transcend our understanding. Thank you that you have your own theology, Lord, that you believe in. Just as Lazarus, the one tormented, prayed that one would just touch his tongue with a drop of water. Lord, I thank you that those who around us, our family lines who live in torment, Lord, you're able to touch them with a drop of healing, cleansing. We know of people who weren't here, who were family members, who had been in mental institutions for years. And when a family member would go through this, they would leave the place and find out that the person was totally healed and walk away from a mental institution.
Amen.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to forgive those of us in this present generation and our
descendants
for any way in which we may have given in to the tendency to sin, in the same way our forebears did.
Forgive us and restore us to life, health, and free us from many associated ancestral spirits.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we offer prayers for those family members who are in special need of your healing touch now, together. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of his cross and blood, we now break and make null and void all curses, contracts, covenants, hexes, spells, or pacts made against our family lines, or by any member of our family line against another person. We place the cross and the blood of Jesus, the symbols of his power and authority, between the past generations of our families and the present generation, cutting any evil that could be passed down.
Amen.
Almighty Father,
thank you for your deliverance and healing.
In your mercy, fully cleanse our family lines in every generation by your precious blood. Please fill us with your life-giving Spirit and send into every empty place in us and all members of our family lines the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys. Time to put the genograms in. You guys want to help, Rod? Sort of wad them up, Rod. Not too tight, just wad them up.
that has a lip on it.
I got it, Paul.
This is the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is the part of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Turn, baby, turn.
Hallelujah, Lord. The Egyptians you have seen this day, you will see no more forever.
Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to pray,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah! 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 Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Grant us your peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Lord, we praise you.
These holy gifts, there is healing for body, soul, and spirit. And though I'm not worthy to receive you, only say the word. And I shall be healed.
You can come and receive. Remember, when you come and receive, you may.